This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. Today, I'd like to thank our sponsor, mediaangels.com. Please visit the website for books, curriculum, and online class. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about the challenges of life. Within the span of a few months, I learned that my niece had died and my beloved aunt had died. And both of these incidences happened before the holidays. One was before Thanksgiving. In fact, we attended a funeral a couple of days before Thanksgiving for my niece, who was only 18. And my aunt died in December, and I really wanted to get to New York and the funeral. But as it turned out, it was the week before Christmas, and I just couldn't make it. And so with that comes a lot of guilt and a lot of, just depressed feelings. You know, she was an aunt that I really loved, and she came to visit me during the winter months here in Florida. And so when my mother died, about 16 years now, as of this recording, 16 years ago, my aunt filled in those very big shoes, and she was my mother's younger sister and had spent a lot of time when I was growing up at our home with her family. And so, you know, there's a lot of memories that go along with, you know, things that happen in your family. And while I knew my aunt was in a better place, she had been ill for a very, very long time. She was an amputee from being a diabetic, and she was had lived a full life, but she was fairly old at this point. And while I knew that, you know, God had, this was within His plan, and God, you know, had this under control, for me, it was a lot of soul searching and, you know, remembering the good times. And, it's just a bittersweet time. And maybe you're going through this, you know, times of intense sadness, anger, hopelessness, fatigue, anxiety. I know for me, all I wanted to do was go to sleep. I lost interest in things. And, you know, it was sort of a depression. And I have to say that my personality type is usually very keyed up, and I'm excited about everything, and everything is, just of interest to me. And this really threw me for a loop, and especially before the holidays. And I know that people say that losing a loved one before the holidays can be very difficult. But, I thought, well, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm going to hold on to God's word. And because I was very busy because of the holidays, I think that really helped me a lot. But, you know, emotions can really lead us astray. And this is one of the things I want to talk to you about today. We do know as Christians that we can hold on to God's word. And in the show notes of this audio, that says, actually the name of this audio is Baptism, a Funeral, and a Wedding. And so look for that podcast. And, you know, when I noticed that I was really upset, I started going to the Bible and looking for verses. And Philippians 4:4 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And Romans 15:11 says to praise the Lord in all things. And it says, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let the peoples extol him. And, you know, even in my office, I have a plaque that hangs here, and it's Hebrews 11:1. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and uncertain of what you do not see. And while I had faith, you know, it was really a difficult time for me. And then we turned the calendar, and a lot of things were going on in January and February, and also, some hardships and some happy things. And we were invited to a baby's baptism at our church. And so we attended that and watched with joy, as this baby was being baptized. And then later on, the next month, we went to a wedding for the same family. This was a brother that was getting married. Another brother had the baby that was baptized. So, I was thinking about things, and I just said, wow, a funeral, a baptism, a wedding, these are all such important events, and yet they hold such a different range of thoughts and, different levels of our emotions come into play. And while, a baptism and a wedding obviously are very joyful times, it's still, funerals can be joyful as well when we realize that, God has a perfect plan. And I think that was the biggest thing for me, that I understood in my head that those who had died and, those who have gone before us are in a better place. We still mourn, and we mourn not only for them, for their families, but for ourselves. And I think that is the biggest thing, putting that in perspective for ourselves and realizing that. And so, we have to look at these things and, look at them in perspective. And as I said, I put together in the show notes some of the scripture verses that can be very helpful. But what I want to talk about today is really embracing God's will and understanding His will in our life and praising Him in all things. I think the greatest lesson I learned was that God's will is not my will. I have to learn that, right? And that a lot of times that we fight against God's will as being unfair or unjust, and yet we realize when we take the time to sit back and really think that really what has happened is our emotions have come into play, and that God really is a God who knows the depths of our despair and the depths of our heart. And He realizes this. And this is the reason that God, came to earth and took on flesh and Jesus lived, because we can look at Him and the life that He lived. And while He was God, He was man. And so He knows beyond a shadow of a doubt everything that we go through, all of our hurts, all of our disappointments, all of the times that we're dissatisfied or unhappy by the turn of events. And many times we fight that, and all it does is bring us more anguish. I know that when my niece died, there was such a range of emotions there. We had lost touch with her family because it was a divorce situation. And I remember my niece young and full of life, and she had an illness that took not necessarily the illness, but the effects of the illness that took her early, at 18, at the prime of life, when she was getting ready to go to college and thinking about college and plans for the future. And while, she was very ill, we found out she was in a wheelchair, she had gone blind, she was still living life to the fullest. And we were listening at the funeral at the boys and girls that went to her school and how they talked about her. And I was amazed at how she had touched so many lives at her young age and what these kids took away from just knowing her. And I realized that some people live a lifetime and never have this kind of impact on anyone else. And she had this impact on everyone who knew her, who knew about her, who knew about her struggles, her physical struggles, and how she didn't complain. And so I learned so much that day while I dreaded going to the funeral and being there and taking my dad, you know, who was in his 80s, to his granddaughter's funeral, you know, I really walked away with this realization that God is so much bigger than any of us, and that his, you know, by you saying yes, she said yes to God, she loved God, and by her saying yes and being within his will, you know, she impacted so many people. And the same with my aunt. My aunt was a seamstress, and while I wasn't able to go to the funeral, I know of all of the people that loved her, and the first being my five cousins. She had, I have a cousin that, one is, let's see, I'm the oldest of the cousins, but one is a couple of months younger than I am, and then one, the next one's a couple of years younger, and then, it goes down the list. And my aunt's last two babies were twins, and you know, they were 12 when they were at my wedding, so they were quite a bit younger. And yet my aunt set the example that, you know, she was open to life. And I had, you know, some children later on in my years as a mom, and I could remember my aunt and the example that she was to me. And so, you know, she was the last of the living relatives, you know, my mother's side of the family. My mother had four brothers and four sisters, and she was the last one who was alive at the time. And so, you know, we were able to get together to reminisce and to talk about the family. And when she died, I realized everyone on my mother's side of the family, all my aunts and uncles, were gone. And that was the end of the line there. And so that was really bittersweet for me as I thought about that. But the impact that this family has had on my life, and, you know, the different things that we went through as a family that came over from Italy that, you know, felt that America was the hope for their family to live here and to raise their children. And some of the people were American citizens that were born here, and some of them weren't. And my mother was born in Italy, so she wasn't one of the ones born here in the U.S. But, you know, the family was so close-knit and so together. And, you know, we celebrated things, you know, not just one birthday party for a person like myself, for example. I had at least three because a different aunt or uncle couldn't come at the time, so when they did come, we would celebrate. And that's what I remember, those warm traditions and those wonderful things that happened as a family that I'm embracing with my children and my family, and the legacy that I learned, you know, from my upbringing. And so while we take these things to heart and we pray, you know, I wanted to share with you some of the things that were helpful to me during this time of, you know, turmoil. And the first was prayer. You know, with, I don't know what I would do without prayer. And for those who aren't a Christian, I just don't know how they don't get, you know, go into the depths of despair, as Anne of Green Gables used to say. You know, it would be so hard for me to, you know, be able to overcome without prayer. And also the Bible, not just reading the verses, and like I said, I've listed them in the show notes, but not just reading them, but also praying them and studying them, and then going a step further, and that is applying them to your life. I know for me, during the busy season of, you know, dealing with people in my family that I loved that had died, and then holiday celebrations, there was a big, you know, disconnect there for me. It was really difficult to switch gears, you know, from mourning to giving thanks for Thanksgiving, and then from mourning to rejoicing in the birth of Christ. And it was a time that I struggled because whenever I would think about the family member that I had lost, that was very difficult. So one of the things I set to do is apply what I had learned in my readings, and that was really helpful. And then another thing is support. And when we come back after taking this break, I'll share with you some of the ways that support can be so helpful. Are you looking for a Bible study for the entire family? Well, I created one after searching for months for a study that would encourage my family to have group discussions, teach life truth, as well as point to God as creator. So, since I couldn't find one, I created one, Homeschooling with Proverbs. I didn't want to zoom through the book of Proverbs in 1 month, as some suggest. Instead, I wanted to savor and meditate on the words and have the entire family on the same page. If you want a Bible study written for the entire family with specific audios and activities from pre-K to adult, look no further. This set can be used studying one lesson per month or completed in 9 months or sooner. The option is yours. In this set, you will find audios, printables, and when completed, you and your children will have a beautiful keepsake notebook. Visit homeschoolingwithproverbs.com for more information and begin studying the book of Proverbs. Allow God's word to speak to you. Hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we've been talking about life's ups and downs, and I was sharing with you before the break about support. And support is very, very important, especially in times of crisis. You know, if it wasn't for my family, my friends, and even those outside of my immediate personal group of family and friends, it was very important for me to get that support. I have several really good friends that I connect with on Facebook, and so I was able to ask them for prayers during this time. And I know that they were praying and interceding for me, and that was such a relief knowing that. I had friends who were holding me up in the body and in the spirit, and they were able, you know, to help me get through this. And the other was my family, because we are a very tight-knit family here too, and so we were able to take these situations to prayer and to really focus our prayer on, you know, not only how we were feeling, but for the extended family and those who were going to be left without their daughter, without their mother, you know, and to really pray for the people that were going to be impacted. And, you know, if you're struggling and you don't have the support of family and friends, I would highly recommend that you connect with a church. It's important to, you know, have a group of believers that you can connect with, or to seek outside help for those of you that are really going through a severe depression that you cannot get out of. And, you know, I know for me, I like to bury things, you know, and not think or dwell about them, and then they rise up. But what ends up happening is that you can, you know, become very anxious, and also, you know, that turns into stress, and you can, you know, wreak havoc on your body with stress. And of course, that's exactly what I did, because I had to be there for so many different people, and especially during this, you know, joyful time, you know, that I wanted to not dwell on these things and be there for, you know, my family and for my friends. But I know that, you know, those closest to me knew what I was going through and could really pray me through. So that's important. And the other, like I shared with you earlier, I think one of the easiest ways, or the road to recovery, comes about when you turn your efforts outward, when you don't dwell on yourself and you can think of others. And, you know, that was so helpful to me, to have things that I had to do and needed to get done. I also was aware that I needed to put some things aside. You know, I'm recovering from being ill for a few months in the old year, not in the new year. I'm much, much better now. And I had to put some things aside. I had a marketing expo that I had planned to do, and we ended up delaying that by about 3 months. And, you know, financially, it wasn't the best decision to make because, you know, of the marketing and things that we needed to do. The time when we had initially scheduled this expo to take place would have been much better than when we actually did it. But I have to say that, you know, there are times when you have to put things aside, whether you've committed to them or not, and just regroup. And that was one of the times for me. Another thing I did purposefully was to move myself away from social media. I have a wonderful person that helps me with that for the business, but I had to remove myself because I was finding that I just needed that break. And so for me, that was a big blessing. And I think, you know, what I came away with through all of this and what I really want to share with you is that God does provide, and He provides in so many different ways. You know, I was able to eventually praise God in all things. And each year, my friends and I decide that we're going to pick a word of the year. And, you know, we pray about it and just ask the Lord to give us that word. And for me, the word of this year, and you'll probably hear it in future podcasts, I'm sure I'll be talking about it some more as I continue to learn. But wasn't it amazing that my word of the year was the word grace? That I needed God's grace to get through the hardships in my life. And I needed His grace to continue on with the things that He wanted me to do, even if I didn't feel like doing it. You know, if I didn't feel like homeschooling that day, or if I didn't feel like going to, you know, do something that my husband asked me to do, or go to the grocery store, and even just the simplest things, when we're not feeling, you know, ourselves, that it can be a chore to make ourselves do these things. And so I decided, you know, that with God's grace, I was going to continue to praise Him in all things. And I have, and I want to continue to do that. And I want to share that with all of you, because there are those wonderful moments in our lives when we can see, you know, a baptism taking place, when, you know, there's a soul for Christ and someone who is going to be raised within a faith community, within a Christian church, that's going to have parents that promise to raise them up as Christians. Or maybe you're an adult who has made that decision at baptism and to be, you know, baptized into, you know, the Christian family. And so if you have, I welcome you and I rejoice with you as you make that decision. And so, you know, that is such a happy time and a time that's just beautiful in our lives. And then also, you know, a wedding, what is so beautiful, you know, that God brings two people together and the two become one. And how, you know, I've heard marriage described as Trinitarian, in that God is the head of the family, and the husband and wife, you know, become part of the family of God. And, you know, and with their yes to God, you know, there's blessings of children to come, if that is within God's will for their family and their life. And so, you know, the two become three. And so, you know, it's all these beautiful little analogies. And as I sit back and watch this wedding take place, it was beautiful, because this couple was being married by the groom's brother, who was a pastor. And so he really gave them really strong words to think about. And, you know, he charged each of them that they were to uphold the other and help them in their journey to heaven, and that it wasn't just to be taken for granted, and this love wasn't to be taken for granted. And I wish I could remember everything that he said. I, you know, tried to store it all in my memory, because it was just so beautiful. You know, it was a charge to each of them. Of course, he had to put a little quip in there to the bride when he said, and, you know, good luck with my brother. And of course, we all laughed. But, you know, he was really anointed by the Spirit. And, you know, he shared with them. It wasn't a script. It was from the heart. And it was what the Lord asked him to share with his brother and with, you know, his brother's wife. And again, it was beautiful, and it was a joyful and happy occasion. So, you know, as I sat back and I started thinking about, wow, you know, in the space of a few months, you know, we had a funeral to attend. My aunt died, and I got to witness, you know, new birth in Christ and a new birth in a new family that was going to be honoring the Lord within their marriage. And I just started thinking, you know, this really is full circle. And it is the full circle of our lives, and it is the ups and downs that we deal with daily in our walk with the Lord. But how we can rejoice in Him and how we can learn from these situations and take them to heart and not to be, you know, you have our emotions led astray or go into temptation or depression. You know, these are not things that God wants for us. And in our humanness, sometimes we fail. But with God, we can be made strong and fortified and united with Him, because He does know us. He does know our hearts. He does know our prayers before we even ask them. So, friends, I hope that you can take away some small little nugget, and this has been helpful to you. And I know as some of you listen to this, I know, you know, so many of my listeners and friends, you know, that I've gotten to know through the years, through the Ultimate Homeschool Expo, through Media Angels, and through this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And I know that, you know, there are some of you who have lost a child or a spouse, and others who have lost, you know, dear grandparents or parents as well, like I've lost my mother. And, you know, we all struggled. We struggled together, my friends, but God knows us, and He has us in the palm of His hands. So I just pray that this audio has been helpful to you, and I just want to leave you with the scripture of Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.